You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 3 John, Epistle of John, 3 John. We're going to look at verse 2. But I want you to look at it very spiritually careful. Very spiritually careful. Because there's a revelation that's going to make a shift in the body of Christ. Not just here, around the world. When the Holy Spirit gave it to me. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Now this last statement is very, very important. Even as thy soul prospereth. Even as thy soul prospereth. Now, I have to go very slow tonight. Turn to John 10:10. You know the scripture, but I want you to connect them tonight. John 10:10. How, it's not my subject, but it's a good statement here. How is the thief stealing from me? It's not the subject, but how is the thief? You read 3 John. You saw what he said in 3 John, right? Now, in John 10:10, John Gospel 10:10, what he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. How? How is he doing it? How is my health being stolen? How is my long, satisfied life could be stolen? How could me being a son and daughter of God, how can I be destroyed? And then the latter part of the verse says, I come that you might have life. And the word might always hit me many years, 27 years ago. Might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, look at another verse. Because there has to be a spiritual operation in here tonight. Some religion going to be cut out. Some even pat scriptures going to be cut out. You got to flow in a deeper dimension. Hebrews 4:12. Actually, you could put down there, constantly receiving a spiritual operation. And the operation got to divide the natural you from the spiritual you. Naturally, your soul and body, they are natural. And you have to be divided from them in order to live out of your spirit. And your spirit had to take control of both of them, your soul and your body. The Lord's going to show you how to do that more deeply and more precisely tonight. Now, he tells us about a divine operation that need to be going on all the time. Because you got two part of you that Satan can use. If you don't know how to keep those two part covered, he's going to make you regular, a regular church member. But if you learn how to keep, all right, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're one, right? What he wants you to have is your spirit, your soul, and your body one. There's a way in the spirit to have your spirit, your soul, and your body being one at all times. In other words, where your spirit is in control and your soul and your body stay anointed. Stay connected to your spirit. Your soul and body stay connected to your spirit, meaning they stay connected to God, meaning Satan can't steal, kill, or destroy. The only way you're going to have John 10b, I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly, is you know how to keep your spirit, soul, and body connected. Here's the operation, for the word of God is quick and powerful. Forget it now. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is called the sword of the spirit. Now look, notice what it does. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Why divide them? Divide them so we can keep divine order. Keep divine influence in the right place. Of the soul and spirit of joint and marrow and of the son of the intent and thought of the heart. Now those scriptures are very, very important to where you're about to go. You're about to learn a lesson tonight that, oh my, that the church at large in the whole world, I hope they get a hold of it, is about to make a change. Make a difference. Now listen to this very carefully. I want you to look these words up. Wearing the mantle of discernment over your soul. Wearing the mantle, the covering, the spiritual covering of discernment at all times over your soul. All right? Let me say it one more time. Wearing the mantle of discernment over your soul. Because I'm about to say some shocking things. Then I want you to record this and hear this. This is the resurrection aspect of it. How many dull spots has Satan placed in your soul? That need to be erased by the Holy Ghost. Dull spots in your soul, your emotion, your thinking, your imagination, dull spots. He planted them there. And they only can be moved by the Holy Ghost. Shocking news. Sickness come in your body, not through your body. Sickness come in your body through your soul. So when you try to get malfunctioning in your body out just secularly, you're missing the point. Sickness comes in through the soul, not through the body. We read 3 John 2? Go back there. Beloved, I worship of all things that thou prosperest. All right, here we go. Prosper and be in health. Listen now, even as your soul prospers. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Even as your soul prospers. Now I'm going to say some statement here that you're going to have to see. Sickness, again, sickness come in through the soul, not through the body. Satan puts sickness in your soul, and your soul transfer it to your body. Now, your expectancy should be now, if I can stop it in my soul, I can stop it in my body. Sickness have to leave out through the soul before it leave the body. Come on, you have to listen. Sickness have to leave out through the soul before it leaves the body. What we have been trying to do secularly is try to get sickness out through the body. And Satan set in your soul and wait till you finish and put it right back on you. Here is the answer to your healing miracle. Healing must come to my soul before it can manifest in my body. That's the answer to your healing miracle. The Holy Spirit said to me, there will be an outbreak of healing and health all over the world. As we stop trying to let the secular take place of the spirit. Sickness is held in your body through your soul. Let the word and the spirit heal your soul, and your body will be healed. A lot of shame, pain, sadness, and early death is about to leave the body of Christ. Body's revelation. Listen, listen, now listen. A lot of shame, pain, sadness, and death is about to leave the body of Christ. Body's revelation. We're constantly trying to get healed in our bodies. Satan holds sickness and diseases in our soul. Your mind, your imagination, the secular information you're given. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The spirit of fear ruled in your soul. The spirit of fear rule in your soul. Once you take control of your soul, the latter part of that voice will come. Power, love, and a sound mind. God loved me too much to let me suffer like this. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good if I know how to properly cooperate with him. That's what he's training us tonight. You're trying to get places in your spirit, your soul won't let you. Only you, not even the Holy Spirit, only you can control your soul. The Holy Spirit be there with you. But if you don't know how to control your soul, the Holy Spirit can't help you. I'm saying tonight, all sickness starts in the soul. All sickness to death in a Christian is through the soul. Prayed in the Spirit 14 hours and still died. Because Satan was doing his work in the soul. What did it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? See, what the Holy Spirit is in the body of Christ, apostolic and prophetically, to let you know that you have three parts and they're all important. Down here in the earth realm, the soul and the body are very important, but they have to be taken care of by the Spirit. You cannot let secular opinion overpower spiritual security. The Word of God is spiritual security. And the Bible said the step of a good man or a good woman is ordered by the Lord, and he's delighted in all their ways. So the way to stop soul robbery is to let the Holy Spirit direct your steps in the Spirit. Then you take control of your soul. Then you take control of your body. So anybody here got blood pressure, any other disease, nerve, or anything, anybody online, any type of sickness, it started in your soul. And it's held in your body through your soul. So what are you saying to me, Apostle? I'm saying you're getting out tonight. Praying in tongue cannot take the place of renewing your mind. The 8th chapter of Romans, I don't have time to read the whole 8th chapter. Read the 8th chapter of Romans with this lesson tonight on your mind. Read the 8th chapter of Romans and Romans 9:1. And he's going to give you details about carnality, robbing spirituality. Even though you're in church. So any type of sickness or disease you got in your body, it came from your soul. I have to say this part. I know you're going to get a little nervous. Eating entertainment. Your soul get excited. What's the worst thing on a cake? Icing. You can't just keep eating that thing all the time. Come on, I prayed. You prayed. You stupid. You prayed. What? And then I've heard people tell me, the doctor said, eat what you want. Just take this and take that and just eat what you want. So your soul has a demonic appetite to destroy your health. And you got to have faith to overcome it, because everybody goes through it. Let me read this to you again. There will be an outbreak of healing and health all over the world. Let the Word and the Holy Spirit heal your soul. You got to get your soul healed before your body gonna get healed. When you know how to get your soul healed, your body healing will not be taken away from you. Did you follow that?
Yes, sir.
See, because if sickness come through my soul, there's certain things Satan tell you to do and not do to protect your health. A lot of shame, I'm going to repeat myself many times, pain and sadness, early death, is about to leave the body of Christ. Body's revelation. Listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You want professionals to get out only what you can get out. Oh. Your body by connecting your soul. Let me read it again now. You want professionals to get out only what you can get out of your body by connecting your soul. Listen to me. Medicine can't take the place of your soul. It can change the number. It can change the breathing. Why? It's only dealing with the symptoms. How many of y'all want the solution? Online, you want the solution. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Your soul, I'm repeating myself, was sick before your body. Satan brought the soul and saw the sickness and put it in your soul. Then your thought, your imagination, all that, and it came up, come right on in. When your soul is not in the right place, you invite sickness in your body by thinking, by having fear. By letting age control your health. Or what happened to your other family member? Your soul was sick before your body. The problem, my brothers and sisters, is soul sickness. Y'all better hear me. It's soul sickness. It's Satan through your imagination and through your feeling keeping you sick. So hear me. The Holy Spirit wants you. The problem is soul sickness. And what we need is soul direction, soul protection, soul correction, and soul profession. Go to Romans 12, 2. Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world. How you become conformed to this world? What? I can't hear you. I say, how you as a Christian become conformed and lives the same lifestyle that the world is living. Y'all scared to say no to the world system. Y'all think the world system know more than the word. Watch what the Holy Spirit is saying now. He's just saying this. Because your soul is walking in darkness. It's time. I went to Hebrews 4:12. I didn't read it. I don't know. I don't believe it. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the asunder of your soul and spirit. See, it need to be divided by the word. Here in Romans, here in Hebrews 4:12, that is, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Uh-oh. And the joint and the marrow and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, that soul again. Only the word can stop it. Now, this revelation is so big to me for 57 years preaching that sickness start in the soul and go to your body. It is called, I want to call it revelation deception. Because we know with his stripes, he's wounded for our transgression, right? Bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripe, and it didn't say someday we're going to be healed. With his stripe, we are healed. How can we have these scriptures and Satan just play around with us like we're not in the body of Christ? It's a soul trick. It's emotion. And then the spirit of fear come upon you. But the Bible said God, 2 Timothy 1:7, had not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Do you know that sickness can't handle love, power, and a sound mind? Your spirit will never be sick. But while we're here in the earth's realm, we have to keep our Trinity straight. That's our Trinity, the spirit, soul, and body. No sickness can get in your body without a thought. And thoughts come through your soul. Come on, let me try to get the rest of this. In Romans 12:3, I told you, turn to Romans 12:3, because I'm going to make a statement. Stop letting your soul crucify your faith. Romans 12:3 there, you got it there. Not to think of yourself more highly than other things, but think soberly. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, why would you read that one and not read verse 2? Because you didn't see verse 3. Verse 3, go back to verse 3. For I say to the grace given unto me, what he said to the what? Through the grave. What grace here? Huh?
Ownership.
For I say through the ownership given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to. Think of himself more highly than he. Other thing, but to think soberly, according as God has given every man the measure of faith. Notice the word thank in that verse is three times. If you don't renew your mind, Satan uses your thinking to get you to work against yourself. After this night, there's a person called the Holy Spirit going to ring your bell when you fall for it. And you're going to be able to stand up in the name of Jesus and turn everything around. Now I'm going to make a statement that's going to sound crazy in this society. It's time for your help. I didn't say it's time for you to be healed. I say it's time. Oh my. See, help have come out of our vocabulary. We constantly talk about being healed. It's time for your help. The Holy Spirit has a plan for every situation. Whatever the enemy come up with, the Holy Spirit got a plan. So as you renew your mind, you think like the Holy Spirit, then, oh my goodness. Though he reside in our spirit, his work is limited by what we allow him to do through our soul and body. The Holy Spirit has a plan for everybody under my voice now, for every situation. Though he reside in our spirit, his work is limited by what we allow him to do through our soul and body. See, the Holy Spirit, he can work through our soul and body if we let him. How many dull spots that sit in a place in your soul that need to be erased by the Holy Ghost? Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. We about to erase something. For though we walk in the flesh and secondly, the church is trying to war in the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Look what he said in the next verse. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You see that? But mighty through the God. Now here we go. Here's some things. It's all soul. Putting down strong, what strongholds there? In your soul. Go ahead. Give me the next part of it. Imagine, where is that? Uh-huh, thank you. And every high thing, where is that? Look what it does. With Jesus' stripe, I am. Say I am.
I am.
Online, say I am. Heal. I don't care what this body's saying. This body is lying to me.
I am healed.
Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised. Good God Almighty. Oh, my. Hold fast. Don't care how you feel. Don't care how it look. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. I say he is faithful, that promise. Not only faithful, he's able. Do you know Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God is listening to us tonight? Do you know what type of position God is putting you in? Do you know you should never be a regular Christian no more after this Wednesday night? Do you know you got to go over and over again in these things to take a hold of them and walk out in your health, walk out in your wealth, walk out in your joy and your peace? Come on, children. Cast down, imagine every high thing, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God, and bring the captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So go back now. Go back to the first verse I had, was because I want to. The weapon of our warfare is not come, but mighty true God. To, all right, putting down stronghold, right? All right, great. Go to the next part. Cast down imagination, that's number two, right? And every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God, that's three, right? Huh? Then after you get him now. If you don't get him now, you can't do the rest of it. See? You got to get them down. Then you're bringing the captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ's obedience is help. So if you're not in health, you're in disobedience. Wow. Come on, son. Christ's obedience is health. Christ, I receive, sir. That's $1,000 check. Christ, if you're walking in Christ's obedience, you're going to walk in health. If you're sick and can't get well, you lying somewhere. You letting that soul control. Time to let the Holy Spirit lead us to a clean soul every day. So I wrote in my notes, we must come out of the soul hole now. The church been buried long enough in trying to get what they already own. And guess who giving it away? See? Before I bind you, devil, I break your power. The devil said, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I'm just going to sit right down here in your soul till you get through with all that stuff. So I wrote, we must come out of the soul hole now. John 8:32. John 14:6. Only the truth can set you free. It's not that little jig you do in service, a little jump you make. Thank God, I make little jigs too. I get happy, but I want to do more than that. Only the truth can set you free. Always let the living word operate on your total being and it will keep your soul in place. That's Hebrews 4:12 again. You must keep your soul in a crucified and resurrected position. Galatians 3:13-14. You see, we deal with sickness by symptoms. But it's actually a soul deal. Instead of just checking a symptom the next time, check your soul. When you get the soul right, the symptoms. Got to leave. He told me millions of people are going to be healed. You know, when you're looking for something in the wrong place, you're probably not going to find it. But when you find that right place, oh, hallelujah. Your energy is about to change. You're going to call your down moment a lie. They come and try to put you down to oppress you with that little feeling what you've been going through. You say, you lying to me? Get your hand off of me. You know, even now then I cuss a little bit. Hell no. That's what it is, hell, isn't it? Look at Matthew 16:26. I don't really know what it says. Soul training is very important. Matthew 16:26. I'll be writing so fast when the Holy Ghost is talking. Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow. No, it's 6:26. What does a man profit if he should gain the whole world? Yeah. And lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What I'm saying is, that verse tell you, we don't give our soul enough importance. That verse there is telling you about the importance of your soul in this world. You got that soul to keep Satan off of you if you're training right. See, we're putting it all on the Holy Spirit and all on our spirit and the rape taking place in our soul. Our thinking, our emotion, our intellect, our imagination. Look at Romans 9:1. You must stay conscious about your health. You must stay conscious about the cross. You must stay conscious about the stripes that Jesus, you must stay conscious about his wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, the chastisement of my peace is upon him, and with his stripe, I am healed. You got to stop all them other conversations that come through your soul. She went through this, he went through that. Yes, but it don't have to be me. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, and I'm going to say it just like he said, all limitation has been taken off of your health tonight. Oh, Lord. All limitation has been taken off of your health tonight. You're leaving here tonight as a health master. If you need a miracle, he's going to give it to you. Need a sign? You need a wonder? He can give it to you. Now this is, you're going to catch this. This is going to help you a lot. You're going to have to resist instead of admit. Even though the symptoms are there, don't admit them. Resist them. Say no. Don't become in partnership with it. Telling everybody, calling your aunt. You know what the doctor said? Who said it? Oh, the doctor. What God said? If you die ahead of time, I'll get a brick at your funeral and come knock you in the head because all that stuff I done taught you. They're just going to come in here. All your family going to be, I'm going to take a brick and just throw it on you. I'm trying to make you listen. Now we cannot, oh my. Soul training is very important. Matthew 16:26, we looked at that? Soul training is very, knowing how to be powerful in your soul is when it's in alignment with God's plan. Now look again, let's look at again Psalm 103 again. We'll close that. Could it be we have been looking in the wrong place for our deliverance? No, see, y'all got too much description in you. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. Could it be you've been looking in the wrong place for your deliverance? Let me say it again. Could it be we've been, the church, help me, Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, the church has been looking in the wrong place for that deliverance. That's all right if you go get symptom help. But don't sit down and think you got it made, baby. You got a fight on your hand yet. You got to get beyond symptom help if you're going to live according to this Bible. You need some soul help. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, verse 2. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, look what it says here. And forget not all his plural benefits. Go to the next verse. Who forgiveth all that? Thank you, Lord. Oh, look what it says next. No, God. It must be a misprint. Who healeth some of our. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, oh, hallelujah. He'll make it good. How many diseases did he heal? So you got a new disease, a new sickness or something? They got all kind of names out. They give you them names, man. They got them names. Let me give you a little example. I watch. Now, how old are you, young man, with that shirt on right there, white shirt? 36. All right, I'll be 80 in August 1st. His blood pressure and my blood pressure are not going to be the same. So normally the doctor got you trying to have a blood pressure like him, and you 75 or 80 years old, your blood pressure, you crazy trying to get your blood pressure down to what that boy blood pressure is. You never heard that before, had you? Ah! Y'all better check. Try to get it down to 120, and you're 80 years old. Taking 3 medicine a day. Well, I put that little bit in there. I hope y'all got it. Who healeth all thy diseases. Go to the next one. Who redeemed our life. Sickness is destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. My God is so good. So could it be, I might be repeating myself, but I got to. Could it be we have been looking in the wrong place for deliverance and Satan have been hiding in your soul and body, the sense realm? Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is you need to know how to build an anointed soul. Sickness come in through the soul, not through the body. Sickness must leave out through the soul before it will leave the body. Here's the answer to your healing miracle. Sickness, I'm repeating myself over, is held in you through your soul. Again, I want to say it the third time. There will be an outbreak of healing and health all over the world. It got so many people. Look up here at me. Because we don't hear this. It got so many people who love God. We got a whole lot of people who living right. They don't want to say that. But there's a lot of holy Christians. Who am in a walk with God and do the right thing. We're not perfect, but you ain't just out there practicing sin. So you should have your health. You should have your miracle. You should have your deliverance. You should have your victory. Satan is a soul robber. And you got to catch him and stop him. Then pray in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost with a ripped soul. And it's adultery for you to be sick and stay sick. You're committing adultery. I'm not saying you're not going to be attacked, but you got to know how to attack back. So the problem is soul sickness. Jesus Christ. We must come out of the whole soul hole now. Only the truth can set you free. I'm saying some things over. The Holy Spirit has a plan for every situation. I decree and declare upon this night, every person under the sound of my voice is healed. Every person who needs a miracle, I believe that miracle manifesting right now. God changing what he needs to change. God can give you new parts. I've reading about a woman that operated on her and took her female parts out, and she went to church, and the apostle prayed and went back to the doctor's back in. y'all ain't hearing me. I expect miracles. Say what I say. I expect miracles. I expect signs and wonders in my life and to all who I minister to. It's a brand new day. Now, I'm asking you as my closing, don't go with the secular world. If you need, that's all right. You got a good doctor, get yourself checked up. But remember, you cannot stay in that position. See, I have this in our clothes. I'm one of the people who received my healing from high blood pressure. I had stopped taking the medication because I made major adjustment in my eating habit and pattern from your teaching of health coming to the body of Christ. As a result, I've lost over 30 pounds. Some of y'all will say, ooh. Because I told my wife, my stomach getting too big. I got to do something. I'm looking for the exercise board or something. I haven't filled those two prescriptions since last year. Now watch what happened to her. And I think what happened to her, she's probably listening tonight. I ain't gonna call her name. She's out of state, she's an online member. But what happened to her, she took her blood pressure and it went up on her some, and she went back to her medication. Watch what happened. My pressure had been doing great in the 120 or 130 over 70. With this being said, there are certain times when I noted the attack are great and the pressure become elevated. There's nothing different happening in my life to cause stress or any drastic changes. It might be her age. I don't know how old she is. See, what I talked about earlier. You might be looking for a 20-year-old blood pressure, and you're 55. Y'all don't want to hear me. Because of the attack, I take the medication when my pressure is at 160 over 90 or 100 without a call. I do immediate fasting. So these attacks may come before I have eaten. Keep in mind, I still confess my healing. God said it. Now, she heard me tonight. She's going to make some more changes. So I believe it. I keep an eye on the pressure, but I refuse to manage it. I don't really pay it any mind. I never missed a service on LTTV, and I'm immediately applying what you're teaching to my life. Obeying the truth will always prevail. Major changes are occurring in me and my son's life. Sunday, watch this now. Sunday, I had an attack that caused me to not feel well. Pressure was 155 over 94, 70, causing me to fight through praise and worship. Talking about praise and worship here. She online, but the words of that song that mentioned dead things come alive at the name of Jesus was just the beginning. Then you started preaching and said, check your blood pressure. Come on. Y'all remember when I said that? She said, I checked it at 134 over 84. It went back down that quick. Satan no longer is going to travel through my soul. I'm training my soul to flow with my spirit, being conscious of my thoughts, not allowing Satan to plant seeds in my heart and play his movies on the screen of my mind. Ooh. To cause me to act on this stage through my emotion. Satan is not my director. Thank you, Apostle, for teaching me how to unblock my soul by keeping clothes on my soul, preventing it from being raped by Satan. I'm setting myself on a new adventure in the things of God. No more holes in my soul, so he can't control me anymore through my thinking and emotion. For this teaching, all these holes have been closed. I don't take anything you teach lightly. My sons and myself appreciate everything you teach. If we live in that part of Louisiana, we will be there every service and Thursday night prayer. Hallelujah. All I say is, don't let this sister outdo you. Come on. Catch a hold of it. Catch a hold of it. Hallelujah. Catch a hold of it.